All right, welcome to another episode of the Stoner's Journal. And today, I want to tell you a little story about a self-discovery that occurred to me as I was taking a dump, smoking some good weed. I'm playing the Pink Panther Lounge edition of the Pink Panther theme, because this is a tale of loss. And if you recall, if you know the words to this song, it's a dead aunt, and it's about a dead aunt. Dead aunt, dead aunt, dead aunt, dead aunt, dead aunt, dead aunt. Anyways, this aunt was crawling around amongst my feet, living its own life. And I come in, and I see it. He's climbing my laundry basket. And of course, this is a violation of the natural order of things in our agreement between ant species and human. I allow them to exist and crawl and as they are. They're considered those ants, you know, the scouts, the courageous ones. So I cut them a break. I don't always kill them. But in this particular instance, this man was crawling up my wastebasket. So I kindly, gently, I thought, you know, flicked it off. And in doing so, I accidentally killed it. The ant fell to its death and landed to the base of his buddy. His buddy noticed his friend was dead, stopped in his tracks to check it out, and I noticed him just circle and circle his friend like in complete and utter shock and horror, you know, witnessing his friend's death. I'm sure his buddy was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go up here and get a better view, and you keep looking for stuff to eat. And then that happened. But it got me thinking, you know, this aunt probably went back home, had a pretty good discussion in the bar about what happened. I didn't kill this aunt. I let him live. I wanted him to tell the tale of his scrape with humanity. And in doing so, this conversation to his friends probably kind of went a little something like this.
You know, when you create someone and you nurture them, they grow. And there comes a time when they have to lead their own life. Or die their own death.
And now your friend is gone forever?
Oh, no, sir. No. I'll always keep him right here. Until next week, sir. I know.
Well, it might have went like that, but the truth of it is, I killed his friend, too. Oh, my God. There's my theme song. I got to reflect back into what I've done and the guilt I felt when I saw that ant rolling around looking at his dead ant friend that had just fallen from the hamper, not knowing what had just happened. Not knowing a god from another dimension reached down and killed him, struck him down. It got me thinking. You know, these are all things that happen at different sizes. This is all a size thing, right? This is like a perspective. The ant's perspective is he doesn't even know that I exist on this dimension. I'm in a different dimension. So if it's real for him, and there's other dimensions of reality for that ant, it's gotta exist for us too, right? So you gotta, what's the universe? What's our Milky Way, our galaxy, and all the other galaxies? What do they ultimately create in its larger piece? You know, that question was asked, cause I looked it up on a World Wide Web, and a girl that was from the UK, age 12. You know, she said the universe looks like a giant brain, so where's the body? I think it's a brilliant question, but she was kind of dismissed as, there's science to explain all that. I'm telling you, there's something more than just science going on. I haven't figured it out yet, but if I do, I'll definitely let you in on the secret. If we expand the order of magnitude to something that unconceivable to us, I'm sure we would find something that's a higher dimension. That's fractal. It's all fractals is what it comes down to. And it kind of ties up all my other ideas of the creation of the universe. Yeah, being life is these ponds of life in our galaxies of consciousness, and as they become collectively connected, we all get enlightened, so to speak. So, in closing, I love this clip from Robin Williams. It's inspirational. If I could get past that.
I don't have very much time these days, so I'll make it quick. Like my life. You know, as we come to the end of this phase of our life, we find ourselves trying to remember the good times and trying to forget the bad times. And we find ourselves thinking about the future. You start to worry, thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be in 10 years? But I say to you, hey, look at me. Please, don't worry so much. Because in the end, none of us have very long on this earth. Life is fleeting. And if you're ever distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky when the stars are strung across the velvety night, and when a shooting star streaks through the blackness, turning night into day. Make a wish. Think of me. Make your life spectacular.
You're out of your mind!
Big now!
Yeah, I did.
Come on, Jack! Free up the little guy! Let him flap in the breeze!
I made it, Mom. I'm a grown-up.
That's some deep shit for you, nanu nanu motherfuckers. Thanks for listening. Wiki out.